call September 19th Common Council meeting in order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor?
Here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Eric. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a quorum. I will now do citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Name and address, sir, for the record.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I want to talk about the authorized number 3G3 that we're going to they're asking, the engineering department is asking for $20,000 additional to help them out. And in some of the statements that have been made in this project, it says that once the graph people obtain all this information for these codes, our staff is going to approve it. I don't know how you can approve something if they don't know the code. And so it's like shutting your eyes and approving something that's they don't know nothing about. We got to hire this graph people, and I understand way back in 3 years ago when we were hiring our engineer, that graph, one of the graph engineers applied for the job and he never got it. So now we're hiring. And I think if you're going to do this, it'll be more than $20,000 is not enough if we're going to hire somebody from the outside. This project will take at least 5 years as far as I'm concerned. And we need at least $100,000, but we should have some different type of engineers in our facility to do all this work. They had 3 years to work on this thing, to know the codes, and we also have a lawyer that's supposed to help us with the code, so I think we're pretty bad off. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? See no one else rise, I'll close the citizen comment period. We move on to item C. Approval of the regular minutes of the of September 5th. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, a public hearing on a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan for property located. Well, Madam Clerk, you have a notice to read.
Certainly. Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, September 19th, 2017 at 6:30 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at Franklin City Hall to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation for property located at 7333 South 27th Street from mixed use to residential, multifamily use, and commercial use. Specifically, lots 1 and 3 of a proposed certified survey map would be designated as residential multifamily use and the proposed lot 2 designated as commercial use. Zilber LTD applicant. The property which is the subject of this application bears tax key number 761999200004, consisting of approximately 18.0644 total acres of land. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statute 66.10014D. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed ordinance to amend City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk, the Franklin Public Library. In addition, the draft ordinance is available for review on the city's website. Any questions about the proposed amendment to the Comprehensive Master Plan may be directed to Planning Manager Joel Deedle, dated this ninth day of August 2017.
In plain English, we're talking about what's known as the YMCA property on 27th Street. We want to change the zoning from mixed use to multifamily and commercial. Okay, with that, we have a properly noticed public hearing. I'll open a public hearing. Any citizen wishing to speak on this matter? Any citizen wishing to speak? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Questions from staff, for staff from Alderman? Without objection, we'll move on to G1, an ordinance to amend the 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for the property located at 7333 South 27th Street from mixed use residential multifamily to areas of natural resource features and commercial use. Is there a motion? Alderman Wilhelm.
I'll make the motion. I just want to make sure I'm making the proper one. It's my understanding the developers asked to table this. So I will make the second motion, a motion to postpone and continue the subject matter to the October 3rd Common Council meeting.
Second.
Discussion of motion to table. Seeing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Back up to item E. We have no organizational business, no letters and petitions. We just did G1, so we move on to G2, which is a resolution providing for the sale of $42,750,000.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? This requires a roll call vote.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Move on to item G3, authorize staff to execute a revised professional services agreement with an engineering service firm for Bulk Park Commons. Mr. City Engineer.
This issue was tabled last meeting, and I worked with Grave to revise our contract. There were some sticking points with Grafe that we haven't resolved yet. One is a full review in 10 business days. They just feel like the complexity of the project is just overwhelming. I'm also still waiting to see our standard contract boilerplate. They're having that review. We understand that this project could be submitted this week. It's dependent on who you talk to, either tomorrow or Friday. So as a backup, I have in front of an additional proposal from another consultant, Rucker Milkey, who can provide the capacity to give me a turnaround within 2 weeks. And they submitted their proposal with a standard contract boilerplate to facilitate review by the attorneys and get them started quickly. So I guess, obviously, I can open this up for questions, but the question I asked the council is, if we intend to keep with our 10-day turnaround, maybe you might be a better consultant for this particular issue. If we don't mind letting this delay a little bit, we can continue with Grave. I understand you had some questions last time. I guess I'm open up to any questions.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I'm much happier with the outline from Grave that was provided. It does include the things that I was concerned about. I'm a little reluctant on the second one because I haven't had a chance to read it, so I don't really know what that says. And your letter here does state that Grafe is proposing to provide a preliminary review within 10 days. What happened with getting their boilerplate?
They're having their attorney look at it again. And as far as the comment, there's a slight difference there. A preliminary review, and then Rucker Milkey is proposing an initial review. So Rucker Milkey will give us a full review. Grafe was going to say, hey, they'd look at it, and they might say, hey, we still need more time on a lot of issues. So.
Is this an issue where we can do like we've done with other engineerings, where we allow you to use who's available, and we just give you the allotted budget, and we can do an and or type of situation where?
We could do that, sure.
I'm comfortable that Grafe does know the project pretty well, and I'm uncomfortable with the fact that I'm not real familiar with this agreement that wasn't just in front of us. So I would rather that you had a little more flexibility based on that. But it's the Alderman Mayor's district, so I'd like to hear his opinion.
Yeah, I would
Alderman
go,
Mayor.
Thank you. I would go along with what you just said. I guess I'm more concerned with quality rather than the time frame. So if you think Groff is producing a better product and they may not be hitting the time frame, it might be worth the wait. But if you think Rukert Milke can produce the same quality, I guess that's okay too. I don't want to cut any corners here.
I
don't want to cut any corners just to speed things along.
I would suggest to you that they're both very comparable firms, and they both have qualified individuals to do the work.
Okay. Ultimately, we rely on you for your advice, and if whatever they're producing doesn't meet your muster, then we'd look at you to reject whatever it is.
Like I said, my concern is trying to get a turnaround that we typically are responsible for. So. Because I want their review in time where I can review their comments and add our comments, because we will be reviewing at the same time also. So
given that, I guess I would make a motion along with the lines of what Alderwoman Wilhelm was saying, giving the city engineer the flexibility to maintain the quality of the project but do what he needs to do.
So your motion is to authorize appropriate city staff to enter in the authorized staff to execute a professional services agreement with a contractor to be selected by the city engineer for Ballpark Commons, not to exceed $20,000, pending review of the city attorney for technical corrections.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G4, resolution to enter agreement with the state of Wisconsin for vehicle preemption equipment at Loomis Road and South 76th Street and 27th Street and West Oakwood.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G5, resolution conditionally approving a preliminary plat for Oakwood at Ryan Creek Subdivision at approximately 10100 South 76th Street, Newman Developments applicant.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion?
I had asked the city engineer about the stormwater earlier. Could you update the rest of the council on what we discussed about the stormwater aspects?
Mr. Moore.
Sure. I would say that we have no concerns regarding stormwater. Our staff has been working diligently with the developer on the plan, but having said that, we have not received a plan that's suitable for a final review by our consultant for the stormwater review. So, we don't have a concern, but we haven't reviewed it for the full technical capabilities.
So should the project need to change as far as the amount of acreage of stormwater area or something like that, will we have the flexibility? I know that you can't substantially change a preliminary plat once it's approved. Will there be enough flexibility in the stormwater aspects that we won't get stuck with some water issues in the future?
Mr. Deedle. That's a plat question, not an engineering question.
I briefly talked to Jesse on a related matter for this subdivision plat, the development agreement. If it's code required, we're covered. If we want to do something different, then it needs to be here now. And also, in regards to the development agreement, we have a standard boilerplate language in the resolution that says they have to pay all fees and inspection and review and all that kind of stuff. So that's good enough for now, although he will want a more specific condition in the final plan. But on the bigger picture, if it's code required, we don't have to specifically make it a condition now. It's only if we want to do something different.
Okay.
And I did have something else I wanted to bring up, too.
When you get the order, take it and shut up.
I do have one more question.
Alderman Wilhelm, then Mr. Deedle again.
Will you make sure during your review that you look at the grading to the adjoining properties? Because over the years, I have seen a mismatch of grading and then water problems.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Mr. Deedle.
There was one of the conditions from the Plan Commission as in regards to the trail and the sidewalks. The Plan Commission was identifying that I think they were leaving it up to the council to decide if the council was okay with the cul-de-sacs having a sidewalk on one side or the other. Staff was okay with that condition, but the final decision will be up to the council. And then related to that, it's my understanding the applicant would like to speak about the sidewalk insurance.
Is there a motion to suspend?
Suspend.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Corey, come on up.
The opportunity to attend the Plan Commission meeting, we had some discussion about the trails and the sidewalks in the subdivision of the plan development here. A suggestion was asked of if we could put a trail system to the north in Outlot 1 for the subdivision, and the discussion of the Plan Commission, the recommendation was that it would be a paved trail. We did have an opportunity to look at that and understand the ramifications of it. And one of the recommendations in the resolution also was whether or not we could help offset some of the cost of that paved trail by going with sidewalks on one side of the cul-de-sacs only. So we're not talking about one side of the entire subdivision, just one side of the cul-de-sacs in the subdivision for the sidewalks. So the remainder of the community would have sidewalks on both sides. And the second part of that I also wanted to discuss was the recommendation to have that paved trail connect to the two cul-de-sacs, one on South Woodside Court and one on South Ryan Creek Court. Looking at that, I think we can make a connection on the South Ryan Creek Court without a problem. We can get connectivity in the community. Where we have a little bit more reservation is that connection on South Woodside Court. That's the northern cul-de-sac. There we have a dead-end cul-de-sac, and if we would encumber that with an easement and a paved trail from the cul-de-sac to connect to the paved trail on the north, we would have a cul-de-sac lot that would have paved trail on two sides and a sidewalk on a third side. We'd really be encumbering that lot with quite a bit of public easements, and it really becomes somewhat of a difficult lot really to try and transact on. We think the connectivity that we could give throughout the community with the trail system to the north, the sidewalks, and the connection on that south cul-de-sac gives some pretty good connectivity throughout the community. So we're hoping that we might be able to make that connection and just not have the trail connect to the cul-de-sac to the north.
What was the Plan Commission's view on that?
That last part came up afterwards, so there was no answer on that one. They were open to the sidewalk on one side of the cul-de-sac, both cul-de-sacs, but leaving it up to the council for the final decision.
Well, without having a map in front of me and seeing where it connects to in the future, what is your opinion on that?
I'm okay with that. It'd be nice to have both, but I can understand it really will encumber one of those lots to be almost surrounded by sidewalks and trails. And the southern one is relatively easy to connect to. I agree with that, too. So I'm okay. As long as we have the sidewalk on one side of the cul-de-sac and a trail connecting to one of the cul-de-sacs, I'm okay with that.
Page 76.
Yeah, it's pretty small, though.
Yeah, I understand.
I guess it's the alderman.
Alderman Elton.
Return to regular order business.
Is there a motion to return to regular order?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so the motion as it stands is cul-de-sacs on one side of the sidewalk, and so my understanding, Alderman Nelson, is your motion is to leave the trail connections at the recommendation of the staff. Is that correct?
Correct.
Is that the second? Who said
second? Second.
I second. Well, I second the initial one.
Yeah, Alderman.
I did. I second. Yeah, I do. Yes, yes.
Okay. Any other discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you for your action this evening.
Go forth and develop. We need the lots, man. Item G6, a resolution to amend 93-4082, imposing conditions and restrictions for special use property. 7141 76th Street. Taco Bell wants to remodel.
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G7, a resolution conditionally approving a land combination at 4205 West Carmel Drive. Alderman Wilhelm.
I'm going to make the motion, but I'm just going to give a real quick background on this. Originally, there was a development plat layout that had outlots for trails and different easements. That at some point was changed by the city. And the changes were approved without regard to the impact on the residents. So residents come in, they put a fence up, they come up with their plat doesn't show the outlot, they put what they think is in the back of the lots. This particular individual, the fence was up, it's been up, this is the third approval by the city for this fence, and now all of a sudden it's, oh, we got to do a land combination. So she does a land combination, $400, to replace an existing fence, and then it was, now we have to have a survey, and it's just getting very complicated for the people out there. So I think in the future, with your oversight, that something like this isn't going to happen, but I wanted the other council members to understand what the complications are to the residents when something like this isn't put upon the developer and in the future ends up on the residents, and then the cost of just getting a existing fence permitted has, you know, could be up to $2,000 just for the permit. So I appreciate everybody working with them, and I'll make the motion to adopt the resolution conditionally approving the land combination for the tax key numbers as listed on Carmel Drive for the plat outlots 1 through 5 Tumble Creek.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G8, renewal of a dissemination agent agreement for issuer continuing disclosure required under Securities and Exchange Commission Rule 15C 2-12. There is no action required on this unless you want to.
No.
Okay, we'll move on to G9. Presentation of Mayor's 2018 recommended budget. Mr. Liberta.
Thank you for the opportunity to present the mayor's recommended budget today. The budget calendar for the city of Franklin identifies that the Common Council's first engagement in the budget process is being the presentation of the mayor's recommended budget. That, however, wasn't the case this year. Fiscal circumstances necessitated that the Common Council be engaged earlier in the process. So as such, the 2018 budget process actually began back in June, nearly 3 months earlier than in previous years. And a second meeting was held in July to provide further updated notice and to seek input on the significant factors that would influence the budget. In addition to those meetings, the Finance Committee and Personnel Committee committee addressed multiple issues in advance of the development and release of the mayor's recommended budget. The budget process was different than in recent years because the city's fiscal position was different. The slide shown there in the corner is from the first budget meeting and shows the preliminary deficit that was first reported. So the potential deficit's threat to maintaining existing operations was substantially higher, and fewer tools remained to address the challenge. And that was discussed at length last year during the 2017 budget development process. In fact, the last transmittal letter for last year's budget had this statement, that the budget has pushed the limits of what can be accomplished within the constrained revenue policies the city has pursued. At some point, existing operations and existing revenues cannot be squeezed further. Normal marketing growth or market growth and the expenses for current operations have been absorbed in the budget through a variety of means. Those tools are running out of steam. The risky position in which the city has placed itself is that very little remains in the way of options for the city to pursue any service enhancements. More importantly, and of much greater risk, simply maintaining current operations and core services after 2017 may exceed the ability of the city to fund or otherwise absorb the gradual natural cost increases without reevaluating a willingness to fund those services through property tax increases. So that was information we talked about already during last year's budget process.
Just a quick question. Will we get this PowerPoint as part of our presentation, or can we get this PowerPoint so we have it?
Yeah, we can put hard copies in your box tomorrow or
email is fine, however you want to do it. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, Mark, before you continue, let me do my little thing. Personally, I want to thank Mark and Paul, who the three of us have gotten to know each other pretty well in the last couple of months. This was, as Mark described, an exceedingly difficult budget for your department heads, and they deserve a huge thanks for their flexibility, their open-mindedness, and their desire to help out. Just about every department had what I call a haircut. You'll see that in the numbers. but I particularly want to call out the fire department and the police department and engineering. They were the ones that got the closest cut, and obviously they're the three largest departments. But your department heads worked very hard on this with an open mind and a team spirit, and you'll see the results of that, but I just wanted to publicly thank the department heads. They're happy to talk with you about their budgets, and Mark will guide you through that. Thanks, Mark.